with his friends. This shiur should be a special schus. The refuas ben Yamin Simcha ben Adina Minya and Nisim ben Lydia. And Rabbi Yitzchak Michiel ben Esther. Continuing our series of shiurim in the Holy Sefer, Orot HaTshuva of Maran HaRav Zatzal, Rav Omer beperek chet piska yud. Hatzar HaPnimi של התשובה הוא חומר גדול למשוררי היגון להאיר את כינורם ולמציירים טרגיים לגלות בו את כישרונם. The internal tsar of tshuva is vast, provides vast material for poets of anguish to arouse their violins, and for artists, tragic artists, to reveal their talents. In the Hakdama to the Sefer, the Rav writes, הספרות המשוטטת בכל הזוויות שיש שם שירה וחיים לא חדרה כלל לתוך אוצר החיים הנפלא הזה, אוצר התשובה. באמת לא התחילה כלל להתעניין בו, לדעת את תכונתו וערכו, אפילו מצידו הפיוטי שהוא מלווה בלעין חקר, וקל וחומר שלא נקפה אצבע עדיין על דבר צידו המעשי, בייחוד במה שנוגע למצבי החיים החדשים שלנו. That literature, that floats in all corners, that there is poetry and life, has not at all penetrated into the storehouse of this wondrous storehouse of life, the storehouse of tshuva, and is not even taken an interest in it to know its nature and its value, even on the poetic side, which is really tremendous. And certainly it hasn't lifted a finger regarding the practical side, in particular what is relevant to our new life situation. And therefore, in the Hemshech of the Sefer, the Rav calls these Mishorim, these poets, and he tells them that they should write about tshuva. As the Rav says, Rikshei ha-tshuva b'chol hod yif'atam b'chol dichtuchei nafsham ha-yoter amukim mukhrachim lehigalot b'sifrut l'man yilmad dor ha-tchiyah et ha-tshuva b'omek nefesh b'tchuna chaya v'ra'anana v'shav u'refalo. That the feelings of tshuva and all their splendorous glory, with all their oppressed spirits in the deepest way, must be revealed in literature in order that the generation of tchia, of the flowering of life, should learn about tshuva in the depths of their soul in a living and fresh way, and they will return to God and be healed. Because poetry and literature are able to inculcate us with intellectual truths and perceptions, and thereby enable us to live them. Omer Rav, V'kom yakum lelanu mishorer ha-tshuva, shehu yeh mishorer ha-chayim, mishorer ha-tchiya, mishorer shel ha-neshama ha-leumit ha-holechet le-higael. And a poet of tshuva will arise. He will be the poet of life, the poet of rejuvenation, the poet of the national soul that is in the process of being redeemed. Elsewhere the Rav writes, Mishorer ha-tshuva הנולדת כבר, ואם בשחקים עודנה, צרורה שמה נשמתך, בצרור החיים, מהרה רדה, ועורר כינורך, Yishmu kol dak'e lev, ya'azinu kol arele ruach. Lehemyat nivalecha v'shavu v'chayu. How beautiful. I don't even want to translate it. It gets ruined in translation. So anyway, that's what this passage is coming to tell us, that the tsar apnimi of tshuva is much material for those poets of Yagon to play on their violins, and for those artists, those writers of tragedies, to reveal their talents. In other words, what they have to do is to use their literary and artistic talents to arouse people to tshuva. Mamshicha Rav bepiska yud aleph, ha'avonot hem etzem hayagon, ukshaneshamad metaheret, hi margeshet et ha'atzmiut shel ha'avonot, ve'az hayagon shel ha'tshuva metkaber aleha, ubo'er bekirba eish ha'tzar shel ha'charata ve'abusha ve'apachad ha'ayom, ובזה עצמו היא מזדקחת, ותוכל אחר עבור הזם לשוב לאיתנה, להיות עומדת בחוסנה ובכבודה העצמי. The name of this parak is Machove Hachet V'Yisurei Hatshuva, the pain of sin and the Yisurim of Tshuva. So we see that there is going to be tsar involved in Tshuva. So the Rav here says that avonos hem etzem hayagon. Sins are the very anguish. And when the soul is purified, she feels the atzmius of the sin. She feels the soul, how the sins are choking her. And then the anguish of tshuva, the yagon of tshuva, is misgaber. And a person is sad because he sinned. And he destroyed, and he distanced himself from the godly light. And then bo'er bekirba esh hatzar shel acharata ve'abusha ve'apachad ha'ayom, and then burns within it the fire of anguish, of pain, of regret, of embarrassment, of awesome fear, pachad mipnei ha'onesh, and pachad that he went against the will of God. Over that small, this mitzias that a person has yagon tsar charata busha pachad ayom, so the neshama through this is mizdakechet, is purified, and is able v'tuchal achar avor zam, after the anger passes, lashuv leitana, to return to its strength, liot omedet bechosna, to stand in its power, and in its kvodat tzmi, in its self-respect. So these is the Oras HaTshuva, Mavur explains, are the four stages. First, a person has Tsar HaChet, which turns itself into Tshuva, which purifies the Neshama, and then the Neshama becomes strong.
Omer HaRav B'Piska Yud Bet, Me'od Tzrichim Lehizaher Min Ha'atzvut.
We very much have to be careful about sadness. Because sadness can prevent a person from doing tshuva.
אבל לא במידה גדולה כזו שתמנע את אור התשובה מלחתור על עומק הנשמה.
But not so much that doesn't allow the light of tshuva to penetrate the depth of the soul.
שאז העצות מתפשטת היא כמחלה ממערת.
So you have to let a little bit of atzvus. But if you're not careful from atzvus, then this atzvus, this sadness, is going to spread like a cancer, chas v'shalom, into all parts of the body and soul. Why is atzvus so dangerous? Because mipnei she'achet mad'iv et halev v'gorem la'atzvut lehit'azreach al ha'merirut ha'kodachat shel taverat ha'tshuva.
Because sin makes the heart sad and causes atzvus to take root on the bitterness, the burning bitterness of the fire of tshuva.
In other words, memrirut hakodachat shel taverat hatshuva hi davar tov v'ra'ui. It's good to be bitter about your sins, burn in tshuva. That's what allows you to do tshuva. But here we're talking about a metzias where the atzvus of chet doesn't turn into atzvus of tshuva.
it overcomes a person. And it overcomes, it overpowers the merirus hakodachas shel taveiras hatshuva. She'afal pi sheyesh ba chalakim atzvaniim, even though there are parts to tshuva that are sad, but nevertheless, this sadness is ke'esh mitaher, like a purifying fire. Mitzarfim et haneshama, purifies the soul. Machzikim ota la basis shel ha'simcha ativit hatmidit haru'yala. It strengthens it on the basis of simcha, natural, constant simcha that is fitting for it. So the basis has to be great simcha. There has to be a little bit of atzvus to get you to do the tshuva, to be part of the tshuva process. But ultimately, the tashtit, the basis, the foundation, the infrastructure, if you will, of tshuva has to be simcha, simcha tivit. But if the atzvus of chet overpowers somebody, then he's toast, he's done. So be very, very careful about that. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, in the next shir, we will b'linader continue. B'tos Hashem Darkeinu, Baruch Hashem, we're zochet to learn Yisodus Neflaim and Tshuva. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.